Welcome to the Psychic Coffee Shop. Tonight's coffee and tea with Lady Gwen and Ace and Knight. How you doing, my darling?
I'm doing good. I'm getting my voice back. It's been, I'll tell you what, spring and fall every year. It never fails. When the trees start waking up to get busy, I lose my voice.
Yes.
So just now getting it back, so I'll be in good enough condition for work this weekend.
Right. Good.
Yeah.
So then I guess you're doing tax.
No. Oh, yes, that's what I've been doing this week, yeah.
Yeah. You know, and that's the fun thing, is we now have more options.
Mm-hmm.
You know. It used to be, if you can't talk, you can't work. If you can't sit at your desk, you can't work. If you can't, you know, there's a platform for everybody.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And I think that's a good advancement.
Yeah, so, I've been really
it's been a month since I've seen you.
Yeah, it's been a whole month, and we're gearing things up for next month, Beltane in the Hills.
Yes, I'll be there evilly as normal.
Yeah. Well, you have a job this year, and I know I haven't told you about it yet.
What am I doing this year?
So, you know how normally got you teaching or, you know, hosting pagan panel? Well, for Beltane, Mr. Beltane himself here, I need you to run the maypole.
Okay.
Because you know how it goes, and I haven't got the slightest idea.
All
but
right.
For anybody who wants to come and join in, the maypole time is 3 p.m.
And they need to bring...
ribbon.
22 feet of silk rhythm, unwired. You can get them at Walmart. And... write your wish for the year on the maypole, on your ribbon,
mm-hmm.
at the part that you anchor to the pole. We are having a maypole this year, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. From, according to my sources, it has been created.
Yay.
Yes. So I'm excited. We've got opening and closing ritual by Carver Casey, the one that was at Pagan Pride last year doing rituals. Okay. And then we have a performance at 1. That would be Zenith Rising. And then at 2, it is May Royalty. At 3, it's the Maypole. 4, it is Phoenix Fire Productions, Flow Arts performance, and then at 5 o'clock closing ritual.
Cool. And we are out of there by 6. You will want to be packed up by 6:15 or the thunderstorm will catch you. We know this. We've done this for 15 years and there's been a thunderstorm at closing 14 times.
So other things that we will be having, we got the Roly Poly Egg Roll Factory, which I'm really excited. They were voted best food truck in 2023 in the Morgantown area. So that's really exciting to have them there for our food. Because our food got rained out last year. This is a truck. We don't have nothing to worry about them getting rained out.
Right.
So We also have Casey Maxwell. She is going to have an art therapy area with her area. Over in the kids' corner, we will have the picture area set up, and we will have a photographer there to do pictures, or you can come use the setup, take your own photos. As from, according to my sources, we will have bunnies for picture taking, as well as all of that. So it's shaping up to be really exciting.
Okay, so picture taking, but not stewing.
Picture taking, but what?
Not stewing.
No.
No stewing the bunnies.
No animals. No animals are being harmed in this event. No.
Okay.
Like, no sacrifices. I do have someone coming that has reached out, and they are in the process of writing a book and doing traditions of Appalachia. So they will be there taking some pictures and talking to some people, and I will be doing an interview for that.
Awesome.
If they choose to use us and our stories from here in West Virginia, they will be in a book that will be out by, well, sometime in 2025.
Good luck to them. Writing a book takes a bit.
Oh, yeah. This is like the tail end of it. They've been working on it for like 15 years.
Okay. Yeah, because it takes a bit.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're hitting a couple other events, and Beltane in the Hills just happens to land in the time block where they will be available.
Wonderful.
So at the, I already told them, I'm like, this is my schedule for the day. I said, you can ask anybody who I am. They'll tell you. They'll point you in that direction. They're the crazy ladies over that way.
Right. Which you're not getting as crazy as you used to be at events. Like, you're doing much better.
Yes. I mean, I'm a lot more laid back this year.
Good.
I feel a lot more calm and relaxed doing things this year. Because in the years past, I have stressed myself out so bad I've gotten myself sick.
Right.
And after all of these years, I'm not saying this to be mean or rude or anything. This is me kind of taking back control of myself. It's more of, you know what? We do the hard work. We put on these events, and I'm not going to stress myself out if people don't show up anymore.
Well, here's the thing.
Because I take that personally.
There's many
things. And I'm trying not to this year.
Right. Well, there's many things and events that you can't control.
The weather.
You can't control the weather. You can't control who shows up. You can control what they do after they show up. But getting them there is half the battle. You're going to piss somebody off.
Always.
If you do it right, you'll piss at least a group off to be out against you.
I've had groups out to get me for the past 6 years.
Okay, then you must be doing it right.
Evidently.
Okay, these are things to consider, to understand, to go, oh, this is part of running a public event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things have changed since I ran public events. Things have changed before I ran public events.
Mm-hmm.
I came in with new ideas and new ways of doing it, and it was just it. You know, and you do it differently, and I love how you do it. It's so innovative.
Oh my God, I appreciate it. And I'm thankful to have you there to help. I mean, we've got a great team. As far as, okay, so our planning committee has expanded.
Okay.
We took the planning committee that we had for Central West Virginia Pagan Pride and then encompassed it to all Rome Temple Light events.
Yeah.
And added more people.
Right.
And basically, we just added the rest of the Rowan Temple of Light clergy. to the team that we already had. So that was pretty much it. That way everybody is on the same page. Everybody knows what's going on. Yep. There's no surprises.
Yeah.
And I don't like.
All right, I'm listening.
I don't like being in control, as some may probably think that I do. I'm more of a go with the flow type person, and that's how these handled. Yes, I plan them out, mm-hmm. but I'm still very much a go with the flow. I'm not. I don't view myself as much of a leader.
And I think you're a decent leader, first of all. Second of all, you do well. You really do well. Third of all, fine. If you want me to come over there, do you want me to come handle it? Because you know how I'll handle it.
I mean, put it this way. The only thing that is not handled for this year's events is the schedule for Central West Virginia Pagan Pride. That's the only thing left. Is
throw the 11 and see what falls out.
I'm going to throw everything into the cauldron and pick it out one at a time. All right, you're going here, you're going there, and you're going there. The only thing that's staying is the awards and pagan panel at 1 p.m.
Exactly.
That's
all you got to do. And it's like, what do you mean? This is how it's going this year. Have fun with it. It's like I used to war chest Beltane. War chest. I mean, the whole wall that's behind my desk now was covered with a very large butcher paper drawn map to scale. Done it once. It popped up in my memories the other day, and I'm like, maybe I should send this to Gwen and go, are you ready?
You should have, because of the location that we have, it's literally just whenever you get there, pull in, park, set up.
Exactly.
And there's not, and that's the same way it is in both locations.
Right.
So unless, you know, you're the kids' corner or the kitchen where you know where those areas are, there's not really any specific order.
Yeah.
Like I try, if two people come in at the same time and they got similar items, they're going to go in different directions.
Hopefully.
But
sometimes if they're the last two there, you ain't got no choice.
Yeah. Not my fault what time you show up.
Exactly. And don't be showing up at 6 a.m.
Oh my God. No, I'm going to be there at 9 o'clock.
Right. So vendors, show up before 9:15.
No. Because what happened last year was I met Mo and Megan up at the shop. And then from there, we went down. And I was getting messages. Uh-huh. Messages while I was up there talking to Mo about what our plan was and what we were kind of getting last minute things together. And people were messaging me, where do I park? What do I do? And I'm like, sorry, you're not supposed to be here yet because I'm supposed to be the early one.
Mm-hmm.
And I am. I'm the one that gets there first, and I'm the last one to leave. That's the way it goes.
Right. But that used to drive me crazy because I would have been, because our setup time was 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
You know, staff hit the ground at 7 a.m. Vendors weren't supposed to be there till 8. Those vendors would show up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm on my way back down there because where I hosted events at was over an hour away from me.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on the road. Where do I set up? Where, you know, can I have spot ahead last year? No, girl. Why would I put you in the spot you had last year? You didn't like it then. You complained to me.
Yeah.
That it was too hilly, that it was too rocky, that it was, you know, you didn't have power. Your application says you needed power this year. Knowing there's only 4 spots that has power, I'm giving it to the leather crafter because they need to run, you know, they need to do more than run a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, these are the things I do not miss from running live events.
Well, we've definitely narrowed it down. I mean, we went from four events, like one online and three in person, down to one online and two in person. And I'm thankful. I am, because I will give my everything into whatever I'm working on. And if the community is not showing that is something that they're interested in, I will pull the plug on it. I'm not going to devote time and money that it's hard to come up with anyway to fundraise to fuel these events, because I'm not going to pay for them on my own. And that's pretty much what we've done.
And pretty much that's not how it's supposed to be. That's not how some event planners run it. They run an event every 6 weeks. Like, they don't fund that on their own. But we've always tried to do it a different way.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the thing about it is the events all kind of go together and they pay for each other, which is great. But we also have, fundraisers. And, so the fundraiser that we've got now, the crystal set, we will have at Beltane in the hills and raffle it off there. So it'll be at the Rowan Temple Light Table right beside the pavilion.
Yay. We're
'Cause
in the pavilion if it's raining.
yeah. Well, I'll tough it out with my canopy just like everybody else.
Okay.
I'm not special.
Yes, you are. Get over that. Get
No,
that
what I'm trying to say is I'm not any better than any of the other vendors, because
I'll fix
every
that programming immediately. You
Huh?
are fix that programming immediately. You are special and you're better than everybody else. I'm giving you 4 years to get over this self-esteem crap and I get to work on it.
Well, a lot of things have changed this year, so my attitude with everything. And I really And I've said this, and if anybody has been watching me for the past 6 months, they've heard me talk about it. Virgo is in Black Moon Lilith. And my whole life has changed since this. And I am becoming more self-aware and stronger within myself and not afraid to be who I am. So people are going to be seeing a different side of me this year.
About damn time.
They'll either like me or hate me, love me or hate me after
Good. Maybe they'll do both.
this. Be the one everybody loves to hate.
Honey, that's my job. You don't get it until I retire.
I'm in training, damn it.
That you are. That you are. A lot of people don't like how I put things because I don't have the pleasantries anymore. Like, I've reached that age when that, like, oh, well, that's interesting, really means fuck you. Yeah, I'm more likely to say fuck you. Yeah.
Like I'm literally, I have my henna laying here beside me, and so much of me wants to use it. If anybody gets my sense of humor, they know. I literally want to put "try me" across my forehead. I'm in that zone, that frame of mind.
Yeah, I'm not sure I would do try me because then people think that's a challenge. And it's like, this isn't a challenge, this is a trap. What is the difference?
I don't know what to do. I'm like, I want to do a sigil, at the same time, and it's like, I don't know what to use. I mean, I know I need to create one, but, you know, which one? So if anybody's got any ideas to kind of...
All right, let's do this.
All right.
I got some time here. Let me find my notebook. It's real close. Grab a pen. Sorry, guys, I don't have the desk cam up. You're going to have to work this with me. All right. Try me. TRYME. Are we doing an exclamation point?
Yes, please.
All right. So, first of all, we remove the vowels. That turns it to a T, an R, an M, and an exclamation point. And then we get artsy with it. So we do the T, and the R is a straight line, so it can bar out like a thorn. And then we have the M, which, you know, can feed off of and do here. So here you go.
Okay. You have to take a picture of it and send it to me.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
Okay. Because I will. I won't put it on my forehead.
Uh-huh.
But I'll like either like put it right here or something, but or on my arm. No, on my left arm, on my left forearm, I've been putting a sigil for money.
Mm-hmm.
Like to bring in money.
All right.
So that leaves my right arm.
Let me send this to myself. I can bring it up on the screen and we'll talk through it.
Okay.
Yours. Now this is how I do sigils. You can do sigils how the hell you want. Don't come on my channel and tell me, oh, but that's not how you do it. Yeah, it is.
Hey, I'm excited. This is what we do. We talk and we learn something.
Normally, sometimes we just talk. All right, let me go over here. You know, Streamlabs has added a lot of things and I love them.
They've been becoming more and more popular, I've seen. Like, I can't get through 2 videos on YouTube without an ad for StreamYard.
Yep. All right. Share screen. It is not bedtime.
No, it's my alarm to check my sugar.
Oh. You want to play the numbers game? We'll do that in a little bit. All right. So here we go. Let's talk our way through it. So the statement is try me. TRYMEI. With any sigil, the first thing you do is remove the vowels. So that leaves you with the T, an R, an M, and an exclamation point. So the exclamation point gets bonded with the T. That's kind of easy. So it would look like a straight T.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you go from the point of the exclamation point and bring up the R, which is the cross out line. Okay. And then you add the M. And you can add the M there. You can add the M into the R. You can add the M to the side. This is where you can get artsy with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then after this, when you're using it, you would, of course, spit on it if you're using paper, something to empower it, mark it on you, anything like that. It's not that difficult. Sigil magic's easy. That's the problem is I have trouble planning a class for it. So I've been asked to teach a class on sigil magic. And it's like, it ain't that hard.
Yeah.
It gets more complicated when you have longer statements. And it's like, okay, take away your vowels. Take away your double letters.
Well, like most of the time, whenever people think of sigils, they either like the block or the circle with all the numbers in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even know what they're called.
Right. Well, again, that's just artistic goal rhythm. But like, bring me money now.
Yeah.
All right. So you would eliminate the I, eliminate the E, eliminate the O, eliminate the E, eliminate the O. That leaves you to B, R, N, G, M, N, N, W. Eliminate the two N's. You eliminate the two M's. That leaves you with a B, an R, a G, an N, a W. So you can build it any way you want. First, I normally like to do the B because that encompasses the B and the R. So that leaves you a Y. So you can literally just take and stylize that and bring it down. So there you go. Your N. And go into your W. And draw it into a circle. Where to put it?
So you create yours like bind runes.
Yep.
Okay. Like after seeing it and then listening to you talk through it, I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
That is really easy.
It is. And it's like, how do I teach a 2-hour class on this? Furthermore, what do I charge for this class?
Right.
You know, it's one of those, it ain't special. It's basic magic, people.
Well, it's more about, you know, how you infuse it, you know, and different things that you can use it for.
Right.
So something that I'm doing, and I'm changing things up a little bit with my daily readings.
Mm-hmm.
My videos is I'm doing a different one each day.
All right.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
You're fine. So bring me money now. You take out your vowels. You eliminate your double letters. And then you start with your foundation. Your B and your R can go together. They make the same letter. Your Y, you need that tail from it. So you go to the Y, the W, the N, and then you can get artsy and like circle around it or add petaling to it. You can get a little bit more fancier.
I bet someone trained in calligraphy could really do wonders with that.
And that's where sigil magic really came from, was calligraphy. It's paper magic.
Mm-hmm.
Your grandparents probably used a paper bag and, you know, whatever. But it's so that, and the other part of it is you want to make sure to seal it. Or lock key it so that it is only used by you, however ways you want to do that. So, you know, after you do your sigil magic, you destroy, and this is the important part, you destroy your working papers. And you add a latch key to it. Maybe it's a circle. Maybe it's a star over top of it. Maybe it's a hidden letter in the letters. You could use runes. You can use a thesis. You can use Jewish script if you know it. If you do not know it, do not use a script you do not know. Like, that could be dangerous.
Right.
Okay? You wouldn't write a check in French if you do not speak French.
No, that could be dangerous.
Okay. So, you know, don't write a check your ass can't cash.
Yeah.
But no, have fun with that one. So what are you doing different in your readings?
Okay, so let me get my planner out here, and I'll tell you. So since cauldron readings are over, on Mondays, whenever I do the reading of the day, it'll be done like the cauldron reading.
Okay.
And then on Tuesday, I'm still doing Trauma and Tarot with the Sean Koss deck.
Uh-huh.
And on Wednesday, just for fun, I'm using the Pot Tarot deck.
Okay.
On Thursdays, it's What's the Tea? Which I did not do that today. I forgot. I was out. I've been gone all day, so I didn't get to do that one today. Mm-hmm. And then on Fridays, it's the Cosmic Dreamer deck.
Hey, nice. You're getting practice with your decks, which is important.
Yes, yes. And then on the weekends, I don't normally do daily readings. That's whenever, you know, if I have time and I'm not, you know, on a call or something, then I'll just do, you know, funny TikToks and videos and just share them out.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of take a break for the readings and do my work. If people ask for readings and stuff throughout the week, then they get them done on the weekends.
Interesting, interesting. I still don't know what I started out really strong doing readings over there daily. You know, that was a thing for me.
Yeah.
And then it got boring because everyone started doing it. And I'm like, that's stupid. So I don't know what I'm doing over there. Right now I'm uploading the reels I do for the shows, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Who knows? I like doing the funny TikToks. That's fun. I like doing the TikToks to tarot.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've seen you do those. Those were good.
Yeah, those are good.
Yes, because then it makes me, okay, so I can't read it when someone else throws the cards.
Uh-huh.
My brain doesn't compute like that. So right. To be able to watch you associate this wording with this card, it's uh-huh. entertaining to me because I guess me being my Virgo analytical brain, mm-hmm. you know, that's like a teaser.
Right. Well, it is. And that's what it's meant to be.
Yeah.
But social media has changed so much. God. You know, from MySpace and YouTube and Blog Talk Radio. Hello, Blog Talk. Nice to see you're still around. To video lives and, you know, Facebook, Twitter, X, you know, TikTok. What's that other one I've got going on? There's a few others, Blue Sky, which I like. There was another one that was like Warwers or something, Instagram. Like you could fill a phone with social media.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's exactly healthy.
No, because you'd never get done doing anything else except for being on social media all the time.
Right.
Which works for those people that's where they make their living. You know, I fully support that, but wow.
Yeah, wow. Like, how much of that crap is going into your brain? And then, I don't know, I was watching a YouTube the other day, and I found it totally fascinating. And probably not for the reasons you think. So this YouTuber, who was also doing a brand deal, I might add, was doing a brand deal, done a video on influencers catching them in their lies. And I am like, okay, that's cute. I wasn't sure that I was comfortable with her doing a brand deal while exposing them. Like, that was a little much for me.
No, that's... I would hope that someone that was watching was from the brand.
Yeah. Like, they were fine. They approved it. But, like, this girl had done a video about a reel for how much I spent in a day. And it was, like, $2,000. You know, cause she went and got coffee in the morning. She went to Costco. Then she had to go to Whole Foods. And it was just, like, and dinner and breakfast out. And, you know, she's showing the receipts. But you catch the times are off. Like, supposedly she got coffee and done breakfast with the family and went to Costco. But the Costco ticket was 6 p.m. Like, the coffee was 7 in the morning. And it was, like, a whole different day. Like, either, A, she mixed the receipts up, or she was just, like, filming pieces. And I was like, really? Like, why? Wow. Why are you acting like you can drop $2,000 in a day if you can't? Like, show real life.
Yeah. That's influencers trying to make more money, because if you're spending that much money a day, then let's plug you, because, you know, you are used to that lifestyle.
Right. Or, you know, this woman that done Holiday Ice, which I don't get. Can someone explain to me what is Holiday Ice?
I've never heard of it.
Cream de lament ice and chocolate mocha ice and cranberry ice and... It was like $474 worth of ice. Yeah. And fancy ice and all the things that took to film this video. I'm like, my God, that's insane. Now, granted, it was cute. You know, like little snowman ice cubes and little, you know. But it was like, really?
I got it.
Okay.
I know what you should do.
What?
Film your coffee.
Film me making coffee in the morning.
What Asen's drinking that every day, and throw a card with it.
That would be interesting. That would be different, even though I drink the same thing every day.
Yeah.
Thinking about doing a morning routine video, although it may not be that interesting.
That's on your brand though.
Right.
That's the thing. Like coffee and tarot. It's like your brand. So exactly.
So probably I'll show how I make my coffee.
Talk about a reading. Yeah. Like, throw the cards out and talk about the reading while you're making your coffee.
Okay.
The ices are big on TikTok, showing different ones to make. You know what? I'm going to say it. This isn't 2020. We're not stuck in the house anymore. Get outside. Do something.
Yes. The other one was, and I love watching these restock videos.
I'm sorry.
No, you're perfectly fine. Stop apologizing. Okay, so this YouTuber, fairly large YouTuber that does restock and home organization, 3 months ago filmed her remaking this beautiful refrigerator. I mean, like, compartments for everything, containers for the cheese, like, totally redone her fridge from a normal fridge to a fridge that gives me a hard on. Okay, that's how nice and organized it was.
It's organized.
Exactly. So, a couple months later, she films a restock video, and she shows the fridge with all the containers empty, and then she shows her refilling it up, right?
Oh, no. What?
She shot the two videos together and held one for a couple months.
Oh, no. Man, what a letdown.
It was like, really? One, I think I would have caught it. You know, if I'm following, because I don't follow her that often, because, you know, YouTube doesn't feed me her videos that often.
Yeah.
They feed me more Court TV videos. So, you know, I was like, no wonder I'm not doing good on social media. I can't lie. Like, I'm sorry, I ain't getting up at 5 a.m. because I'm already up at 5 a.m.
Right.
Hello, Miss Shannon. How you doing? You doing good?
And here, I'm up at work, and I'm up at by 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, might as well say 4 a.m. is whenever I get up and get started for the day.
See, I'm either signing off and starting my night routine, or I'm wrapping my day up by then. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, everyone says the early bird gets the worm. I start work at freaking midnight at the latest. 11 o'clock midnight. So what am I? The super early bird? Like, I've already decided the worm ain't worth it and I'm going after the bird?
Yep.
Oh, wow. So Shannon may need bail money. Okay. I like this. If you're going to ask me to be up at 5 a.m., someone better be dying.
Well, that's hence the try me mentality that I've had, because that's where I've been.
See, I'm not sure it's try me or if we've just gone feral.
I would agree with that. I would absolutely agree with that, because my mentality is not as in check as it used to be.
Right.
I am definitely more open and freer now. I'm gonna say what I want, and I'm not holding back anymore of being afraid of what people might think.
Well, you know, you can't be Lincoln. What I mean by that is you're going to please some of the people some of the time. You're going to please all the people most of the time. But you're still not going to please everybody all the time.
No, but that's part of trauma. And this is also me, you know, part of my shadow work is working through that.
Right.
And I'm burning it down.
That matches to it, honey. Get rid of the crap you've been holding on because you didn't want to throw it away because someone gave it to you. No, get rid of it.
Well, I mean, in the past, I was always so afraid of, you know, maybe certain consequences, or, you know, somebody saying something, or, you know, about me, or giving people the wrong impression of me. And now that, I mean, this brings me back to the conversation earlier. I feel like I've, you know, been in the community long enough now, people know who I am and exactly. Know the real me. They've seen me. You know, because right. I'm sorry, but whenever you, I don't know if anybody else can, you can attest to this. If you are an event planner and you are in the moment, you cannot pretend to be anything other than yourself, because you have to make quick decisions and go, go, go.
Right. And, you know, you don't have time to be nice. Like, people don't like I hurt feelings. I've made people cry before. Well, tough shit. Also, your failure to plan does not stop my day and create an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've got the next 14 vendors behind you. Figure out what you're doing. You know, are you vending today or are you going home?
Yeah.
It doesn't break my world not to have a string, a bead bender at an event.
I'm open to everybody, and we've got a couple of spots available. Monday is the final day for vendors for Beltane in the Hills.
Okay.
And you already tomorrow have- night at midnight. Hello, everybody. If you haven't got your votes in, now would be the time to do it for May Royalty. Just simply go to the Rowan Temple of Light Facebook page, and under featured posts, the first one right there with all the different pictures, that would be the one for May Royalty. Go and vote. Voting ends tomorrow night at midnight. Friday night at midnight.
Yep, go like my picture.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I've been having fun with it. It started out as a joke, and it's still a joke that's fun.
You know what? It's nice. I mean, I'm just gonna say, because of course I can't vote in these things and the awards and stuff like that, but it's been from the perspective of being the person, you know, that, you know, organizes these, it's really nice to see so many people stepping forward this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people, you know, jumping on board for voting.
Right.
Because it's and even the nominees for Central West Virginia Pagan Pride Awards is so much more this year than it has been in past years. We're growing, and it's really exciting.
Right.
But remember, we're only going to have these events and we're only going to have these awards as long as the community reaches out and participates.
If they don't do the work, they don't get it.
You want it. You got to show you want it.
Yes. You know, and we're not asking for thousands of millions of dollars to be donated like some events.
No.
You know.
I don't. These are free events. We don't ask for pay to enter or anything like that. Although if we ever do a psychic fair, there will be a entry fee.
Right.
But that's down the road in the future.
Let's talk that for a moment.
Okay. I've been wanting to do that for years.
I know. Well, let's talk this out. Why is there an entry fee? Well, there's an entry fee because there's not only psychic readings going on, there's classes and lectures going on. Mm-hmm. And those have to be paid for. And then you have to pay for your readings if you choose to go and get readings. That doesn't require that you get a reading. But if you choose to get a reading, you have to also pay and tip the reader. Now, that's one event that it's culturally, I don't know if it's culture or what do you say with this, it's expected that you tip your reader.
Yeah. We don't really do much education we don't do any education at Beltane in the Hills. It is purely fun.
Mm-hmm.
To break free from the winter, have fun, and just enjoy being a community again.
Right.
It's the waking up of the community.
Right.
And, but at Central West Virginia Pagan Pride, that is very much based on education.
It is, but that, it's always been based on education. So, like, anything with the word pride in it should have some level of education.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I've gotten a little irked here lately with some events screaming pride that don't have any education. They're either a party or a, what's the word I'm looking for here? An undercover benefit.
Got it.
Like, they're calling themselves a pride, but it's really a show up and write us a check. Whether you're representative or not, at our event, show up and write us a check.
Right. That is not what you do things for.
Right.
Like, yeah, we need money if we're going to put it on anything. And this year's Central West Virginia Pagan Pride is going to be the most expensive one we've ever had yet. So, yeah, still need money for funds for it, but we're working on it.
Right. Well, you know, and let's be honest, everything's gone up 20%.
Yeah.
Like, I used to do Beltane on $1,100. I'm guaranteeing that, you know, the park rental had gone up. The insurance that you have to carry, even though you never use it, you still have to carry it, has gone up. The streamers, papers, advertisements, all that. I'm sure all that's gone up.
Yeah, and this year we have 3 keynote speakers as opposed to 1.
Right.
So, I mean, they're coming as a team, but each one of them has to be paid in you know, so because that's what you do. You
right.
People are coming in. You got to travel. Plus, I got to pay for them to their lodging, their food.
All right.
Has to be covered.
All right.
I mean, whenever comes a keynote, you're treated like royalty.
True. You're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you reach the point of being keynote, there should be some good treatment there.
Absolutely.
So.
And we don't bring in, you know, just anybody.
Right.
As a keynote. Our keynotes genuinely have things to say.
Right.
That they're going to educate you on, bring knowledge and experience to. Most of the time, they've written a book,
right?
And it's been out, or they've been working the other pagans, the pagan circuit is what I call it, and doing events, you know, all around.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, these are
some really cool ones, like you know. Some really nice ones that actually are decent, mm-hmm. that don't come in like, I am the God, Kumba, you know, follow everything mm-hmm. I say.
No, everybody has been really down to earth.
Right.
And really great. So,
yeah,
I'm really excited. This year, it's a group of three women, paranormal sisters, and the one that they work with. So,
right.
So it's paranormal, psychic medium, Appalachian magic. It's just, if you do not come and leave with pride of your area and where our roots are from, then
something wrong with you.
I don't know what to say.
Again, something wrong with you.
Yeah. Because this is really us all, you know, being from the Appalachian region, really digging into our roots.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm really excited at how it's turning out. Mm-hmm. Speaking of roots, Eric is going to be our clergy for the day.
Yay.
Doing rituals, and he's actually teaching a class as well. So.
Right. And he does an interesting form of magic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So he's a valuable asset, and which I haven't talked to him yet about it, but you know, maybe you can persuade him since it's your thing of being on Pagan Panel. I would love to see that.
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I can pry him up there.
Oh, come on. Make your girl happy.
I'll see if I can find a vegetarian hot dog to drag him along. Like, I'm sorry. I sometimes you have to bribe people. But, you know, it is life. It is fun. It's busy. So what's your schedule looking like this week? Where are you at? What you doing?
I don't have any in-person events or anything until Beltane in the hills.
Okay.
But after that, oh my gosh, I've got a schedule this year. I am going to be over. Okay. So June 1st, I will be at Buchanicon over in, Buchanan at the Stockard Youth Center. On Father's Day weekend, June 15th and 16th, I will be at the Grafton Monster Festival
mm-hmm.
over there doing my cryptid readings. And because I'm a huge cryptid fan, so getting to take part in cryptid events are totally my thing.
Well, you better read Bigfoot. I hear he's due for a reading.
Do who? Oh, Bigfoot. And then, let's see, July, I don't think I have anything. That's the Veggie Man Festival, and I tried to get in there, but it was already done. August is Central West Virginia Pagan Pride. September, I will be at the Flatwoods Monster Convention, you know, another cryptid.
Mm-hmm.
And then Buchanaween in October over back in Buchanan.
Okay.
So I do have a pretty good schedule, and I'm very happy with it. They're spaced out pretty good.
Well, that's good.
My only 2-day event is going to be the Grafton Monster Festival. Now, I won't do Mothman, and I will not do Bigfoot.
Oh, why not?
Because if the Flatwoods Monster and Grafton Monster gets too much bigger, I mean, this is the first year for Grafton, but if they get too much bigger, unless I can control my anxiety, it's going to be too much for me. Like, I can't even go to the Mothman Festival, not even to be a vendor, but to just even be there with that many people.
See, those are the events I love, is the Thumpa events. Like, you get there, you got to have a handler, you got to have a booth with a table in front of you. Like, that's my jam when I'm in the mood to do festival. I'm still not in the mood. I am still not in the mood. Like, I will be at Beltane in the Hills doing readings.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently running a maypole, and I don't know. I may throw Gwen in the river for a cooling off period.
You can't.
Donations.
But you can't. Because I have to be dressed appropriately for the interview and photos.
Again, after all this.
Okay, but it'll be afterwards and nobody will be able to see it unless we live stream it.
We'll see. Again, they got to get the donations in. Set the price.
Yeah. Wait until all the vendors are packed up and before any of them pulls out of there.
No. Set a price. How much money do you want to raise to throw you in a river?
I will figure it up. That we still need for Central West Virginia Pagan Pride. That's the price I will put on there. Now, granted, I can't swim. So if I go into the river, it's not going to be off of the pier.
No.
Someone's going to have to come in and rescue me. Otherwise, guess what? You're not getting a Central West Virginia Pagan Pride anyway.
And we'd put a life jacket on you. And if you guys are wondering, this is because she brought up the idea of getting a dunking booth.
Yes, I was going to put Aeson in a dunking booth. This is his way of trying. Like, I think that the more Star City Fire Department might have one.
Uh-huh. I'll work on my pitching arm.
I call you Mr. Beltane. You know, doesn't matter what happens with the May royalty. You are still Mr. Beltane for running it all those years.
Yeah, it was a good time. It's not that I regret it. It's just I don't have the space.
Yeah.
You know, my dinner plate is full, and it keeps getting things added to it, and it's like, I can't do everything.
Well, okay. I'm going to call it now. You can't pass anything else down to me.
I have to find who wants a sword. But anyhow.
No.
I can't start anything else is what you're saying.
Okay. You can't start anything else. But so just be careful with what you pass down to me, because I don't want to get overwhelmed.
I know.
Not unless I have adequate help.
Right. And we are still building on health.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We hope you found this entertaining. Go check out the events she talked about. You can find me at aceandlight.com. And with that, let me go ahead and thank our sponsors. You guys can go and join our sponsorship. Thank you, Beverly Walker, Mika G, Kathy, Mary Winfield, Brenda Bryant, Shannon C, Shannon D, Lady Gwendolyn, Charles Saul, Tracy Van, Caitlin Bell, and Devon. If you want to learn more about how to be a Patreon, be sure to go over to PCSPnetwork.com and select baristas. You can help us brew up some coffee.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. You have a great evening. Bye, y'all.
Good night.